Hello, this is Joe Tomalin, and I'm going to be talking to someone this afternoon who's a performer. Please introduce yourself and tell us what you do.
Hello, I'm Ryan Lane. I'm an actor, performer at the Edinburgh Fringe this year with my first solo show.
And what got you interested in acting?
I think I just have been doing it all my life as a child. Just naturally, I was a performer, and I wasn't very good at a lot of things. And I just think from a really young age, my parents just really encouraged that. I'm from a really small town in Mid Wales, which is actually what my show is about here. But there, very few opportunities to do drama or performance. So I think my parents just encouraged me to be quite expressive at home, with whether that is dressing up or doing impressions of films and TV programs, taking me to the theatre. And then when I was a bit older, I went to a youth theatre in Mid Wales and was just encouraged to just keep trying. It was one of the only things I remember in school. I didn't have a great time in school, and I had a really great drama teacher who, it was sort of the only lesson I enjoyed. And it was probably the only thing that kept me in school, really. And I think, especially where I come from, doing things like drama or acting was considered to be, there was this whole issue about masculinity and whether you fitted into certain things. And there were certain jobs that were only available for women or only for men. And no one did, nobody ever went off to do drama. And my parents especially were, my dad works in a factory and my mum's a nurse, and they didn't know anything about that kind of thing. But yeah, it just they were very happy for me to do something that I enjoyed. I think they never enjoyed their jobs. I think that's why they always were quite happy for me to keep trying.
You just mentioned you got inspired by television shows and mm-hmm. things like that. Could you can you recall any of the influences that got you interested?
Yeah, I watched a lot of television as a child. I think because my parents were always working and my grandparents used to look after us a lot. And a lot of the time they would just put the TV on and would put the same films over and over again. I remember like The Sound of Music had... I think I must have watched The Sound of Music for the first time when I was 4 years old and could do the whole of The Sound of Music. I definitely remember wanting to be Maria von Trapp. But then, it was... The Sound of Music, Mary Poppins, then like lots of TV shows like Sabrina the Teenage Witch, or but then like personalities on the TV, I loved double acts like French and Saunders, or anything a bit, I loved Blackadder, anything a bit weird off, and then I loved things like Twin Peaks or anything like that where it was just a bit weird. Had a huge, and I would just copy it and do impressions and go to school, and I would have this huge pop culture references that no one knew what I was talking about. And I used to love watching like old films. I used to watch a lot of old films with like Katharine Hepburn or like these like screwball comedies. I loved anything like that. They had a huge influence on me, I remember. Yeah, absolutely.
So then what got you, spurred you on into adulthood, into learning more about theatre and taking part in projects?
So I went to this amazing youth theatre called Mid Powys Youth Theatre in Bilth Wells. And I remember my parents had to drive me there, and they hated driving me there. But they knew I really, really liked it. And I used to just work with these amazing directors from who had done so many things, and they'd had careers with amazing companies. They really encouraged me to go further. So I ended up studying drama at university. I probably should have gone to drama school, but I just didn't know anything. Did quite an academic drama course. And then when I finished that, I thought about going to drama school again, and went to London, really struggled as an actor, almost thought about giving it up because realised pretty quickly that a lot of it was down to luck, knowing the right people, having a lot of money sometimes, quite a lot of the time having a lot of money, having parents who could help you put on things. And I was doing a few jobs in London, and someone recommended Philippe Gollier. Had I heard of Philippe Gollier? I'd heard of Le Coq School, wanted to know more, and I ended up doing a workshop with him in London and ended up going to the school for 2 years.
With Gollier.
And I think one of the reasons I went to Gollier was I didn't want to be an actor that just was always told what to do. I think I knew that I wanted to make a lot of my own stuff and work with other people. I couldn't be one of the actors that goes down a more traditional route and goes to a drama school, gets a good agent, and then waits by the telephone. I mean, I've got an agent, but you know, how often they call me? Very never. And I knew that, yeah, I couldn't sit around. I was too impatient. So I think the Gollier training was perfect for me because it was all about making your own work and not waiting for the phone to ring and to keep working. And then if the phone does ring, that's an added bonus. And everyone at the school thought like that. I think that's why I ended up going to Gollier, I think. Yeah.
So how did the training that you've had in your life and more recently at Gollier inform the show that you're doing now, which is a solo show?
Mm-hmm. So this is my first show, and I knew it, and I think a lot about everyone's first thing has to be, it's like, write what you know. So I was like, well, I'll do a show about my hometown of Llanidloes, and I love playing characters, and Philippe was always about, you know, find the pleasure on stage, find what you are good at. What you're good at is different from other people. I love playing characters. I've always loved doing impressions, playing characters. So I've made a show which just features all these crazy characters from my town whilst also underlying it with stories about what it is to grow up in Mid Wales. That's where I took Gollier's interest. Training predominantly was to find the pleasure on stage. If I'm not having fun, it's generally a bad show. I think the Gollier training as well, you are always taught to learn from your audience. There's a theatre company which I've worked for called Told by an Idiot, and I always remember they made this anecdote where they said, do you want to make those shows that would the play still continue if all the audience left? And I remember that really stuck with me, and I was like, no. So you have to really listen to your audience all the time. Sometimes I just have to change very quickly on stage if you can feel that the audience are maybe not enjoying it as much, or they're twitching a bit, or it's like, that's fine, you just have to change pretty quickly, which is tough.
Yeah. And what's the name of your show, and what made you do this for the Edinburgh Fringe?
It's called Ryan Lane Will Be There Now in a Minute, which a lot of people don't get, but a lot of Welsh people have been coming up to me and saying they understand the title immediately. I took the title from a thing that my parents and grandparents always used to say. It's just a silly Welsh thing that people say, I'll be there now in a minute. It doesn't make any sense. Like, there's another phrase where people always say, whose coat is that jacket? Or, are you reading that paper you're sitting on? It's just like these phrases which don't make any sense, but you have to sort of think twice about it. But in Wales, it's just a thing. It's just a thing. And I remember when I was putting the show together, like what was I going to name it? It was just the first thing that came to my head. And I'd probably call it something else now. But it just was, you know, you had a deadline. I'll call it that. That's why I called it that. What was the second part of the question?
And what do you do in the show?
So I introduce myself. I bookend the show with this character called Rhiannon, who is this woman from this really old book called the Mabinogion. And Fleetwood Mac sang a song about her. And I open the show with that, and I also introduce myself as Ryan, and I say, I'm going to show you these people. I'm going to show you my town now. And then I split and go into Rhiannon and say, you must go into a quest to Llanidloes. So just mix it in that. And I go in, I use a lot of Welsh music, Welsh pop music, and I just go into these different characters to try and create this atmosphere of Wales. It's quite clowny, which is a big buzzword in the Ed Fringe. I wouldn't describe myself as a clown. A lot of performers, who especially who went to Goliath, will say they're a Goliath-trained clown. And I've always got Goliath's words in my head, being like, you know, there is only one good clown every 25 years. And I think what I do is I use clowning. I wouldn't say I was a clown. And I think a lot of people maybe misconstrue those things. I think clowning is an amazing technique that all actors should learn, because it just teaches you to be vulnerable and to listen to your audience. And that's what I do. I use that. I use it. But I wouldn't say I was a clown. I do put myself in difficult situations and see how I can get out of them. I love that. I love that risk on stage. I love putting a joke out there, seeing that it doesn't land, and seeing how I'm going to get myself out of that. I love doing that. But also, it's got a lot of heart in it. I play recordings from my parents. There's a bit where I play a rugby teacher, because I hated sports in school. I hated it. And I play this like quite aggressive rugby teacher who clearly doesn't actually know how to play rugby. And I'm trying to teach the audience how you play rugby. And then I finish it and I play a recording from my parents where they talk about me playing sports in school, which was just, you know, a disaster. And it's just funny and it's touching and it's not really telling a story. It's just how you share it, I think. I'm just sharing this atmosphere, really, just trying to give people an idea of what it was like. That's basically what I do, I think. Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us today.
No, that was cool. It was really fun. I love talking about my show. Thank you.
Thank you.